Hi guys, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Cloud and Data Center Management, and the founder of Art of Shell, a cloud and automation training and consulting company. I wanted to take a couple of minutes today to talk to you about the new using statement in PowerShell version 5 and how it can help you to write easier to read scripts that are more maintainable. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to hop over to our PowerShell integrated scripting editor, and we're going to take a look at an example where the using statement can really help us do a lot less typing. So the first thing we're going to do is type the SQL connection class. So we're going to pretend that we're going to come out here and create a SQL connection. Typically, we would instantiate the class by using the static new method on it that's available in PowerShell v5. And as you can see, we would just assign that to a variable. Let's call it SQL connection. And boom, we've created a SQL connection object. Now, as you can see, this is a lot of typing here, right? So this whole system.data.sqlclient.sqlconnection is kind of a lot of typing. So wouldn't it be easier if we could simplify this? Well, it actually is easy to do that. So what we can do is instead of having to specify system.data.sqlclient every time we want to create a SQL connection object, what we can simply do is cut that out and add this new using statement. So in PowerShell version 5, what we're going to do is type using namespace and then the name of the namespace that we want to import into our project or our script file. So now that we've typed using namespace and then that system.data.sqlclient namespace, we now can simply specify the SQL connection class or type inside of the square brackets rather than having to type out the full namespace every time. Now there's another way that we can use the using statement as well. So the second way of using the using names, the second way of using the using statement is to actually import PowerShell classes from modules. So what we're going to do is go ahead and open up a new window, go to Windows PowerShell modules, and we're going to create a new PowerShell module. So what we're going to do is just create a new folder, and we're going to create an example called server. So we're going to create a server module, right, that allows us to manage servers, and we're going to go ahead and specify the server.psm1 file that's required to create a script module. So we'll go ahead and just open this up inside of Visual Studio Code Insiders. And what we're going to do is just build a class called a server. So let's go ahead and just type class server. Make that a little larger for you there. And what we're going to do is define a couple of properties for this class. So let's define a property called name. And then we'll define another property called OS type. And instead of making the OS type a string, what we're actually going to do is make this an enumeration, which has a bunch of predefined values. So we're going to use the enum keyword to create an OS type enumeration. And then we're going to do unknown Windows Linux, and we'll just leave it at that. So now we've created this server class that has two properties. One's a string, that's the server name, and the second property is the operating system type. So what we're going to do now is save that file and close it. And what we're going to do now is come into our script here, and we're going to attempt to create this server class. So what we're going to do is simply type server in square brackets, and then we're going to try to call this new method to create a new server object. But as you can see, PowerShell's complaining that we don't have a server class defined, right? So what we can actually do is import that server class from the module called server that we just created by using the using statement. So we're going to type using, and instead of namespace, we're going to say using module, right? So we want to go use that server module that we just created. Excuse me for hitting the mic. So we're going to say using module and then server. And as you can see, we actually would get an error here. So if we typed an invalid module name like server 2, which doesn't actually exist on our system, we would actually get an error here. And it is that PowerShell is actually going behind the scenes and validating that we do have a module with that name. So we immediately have the feedback that we have successfully imported the module. So now what we can do is come back and rewrite this line and hit control space here to get auto completion. As you can see, it's not showing up in the auto-completion list, but now if we instantiate a new server and assign it to a variable and hit F8, Let's go ahead and just hit using module there. We need to do that first. We'll hit F8 there, and as you can see, we've successfully created a new server object, right? So basically what we've done is we've reached out to that server module, and we've imported the server class from that module so that we can then use it in our PowerShell scripts. So I hope that's useful to you. There's two different ways you can use the using statement, using a namespace or using a module which imports the class definitions that are inside of it. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.